Hey, Barkevius, you seem to think the other night that you had a pretty good chance of ending up here in Cleveland. Can you just react to coming here to Cleveland?
I just had a really good visit going there. The coaches obviously were very, very impressed. I fell in love with the city, and now get the chance to play there.
Hey, Barkevius, can you tell us a little more about that visit? You said you had a really good one. Who'd you talk to? And, you know, did you meet with Ray Horton? What did you guys talk about?
Can you say that again?
Can you tell us a little bit more about your visit, if you met with Ray Horton and what you guys talked about and what his vision for you might be?
Yes, I talked to Coach Horton, and we just pretty much went over just how they wanted to use me in this scheme. Talked about football. We talked about they want to get to know me as a person, obviously, and that was pretty much the extent of my visit there.
What did they? How did they say they want to use you in this scheme?
They needed pass rushers. They wanted somebody to get to the quarterback, and just we need a little help on the defense.
Can you talk a little bit about the need to, I don't know if the word is bulk up is right, or just get bigger and stronger? I'm sure that's part of what they'd like to see from you.
Definitely. Pretty much everybody I've been talking to, that was one of the concerns, but this is really not a concern. I can easily put the weight on and hold it throughout the season. It's just the fact of doing it.
Barkevius, you walked into the draft with a brown tie and an orange pocket square. Did you know going in they were going to take you?
I did not know going in. It was actually the stylist's favorite color. We went with it. I thought it looked really good. It was really a coincidence, really big coincidence.
Barkevius, could you talk about, you know, 15 sacks in 3 years with LSU? What makes you such a good pass rusher, and why will you fit so well in this new 3-4 defensive scheme the Browns plan to run?
I just have the want to get there. High energy, quick first step, first to the ball, and that's what they liked about me. That's what they wanted to add to their team, man, and I feel that I can bring that.
Hey, Barkevius, we should have asked you this right off the bat. Just what is your general reaction? The one on the screen didn't look like you were ecstatic, but maybe I didn't see it close enough.
I'm very excited. I'm a national football player, lifelong dream. Now I get to play for a team that loves football. Coming up on my visit, speaking with Coach Horton, kind of informed me how the tradition of that organization is, how much the fans love their city, and it really made me want to play there.
Hey, Barkevius, could you talk about your experience in covering tight ends or running backs in pass coverage?
Did a few while I was at LSU. A few times while I was at LSU. Not too much, but I don't think it'll be a pretty big deal.
Barkevius, just to kind of follow up on Jeff's question there, just the idea of switching to outside linebacker. Some have said that they think that it may free you up, and you may actually be better as far as pass rushing from that position, given this the way that the LSU kind of schemed.
Right. I agree completely with that comment. With the offensive lineman not knowing if I'm coming or dropping back in coverage. They can't predict where I'll be at.
Barkevius, your stats took a little bit of a dip last season from your sophomore year. What do you think contributed to that, and how can you fix that coming into the NFL?
This scheme on both sides of the ball. Offensive coordinators obviously don't want their quarterbacks to be hit, so they'll chip fast defensive end. They'll slide the line. They'll three-step drop. Quarterbacks have been doing that a long time. And we also, on our side of the ball, we play mobile quarterbacks, and by scheme, our defensive coordinator didn't want us to get upfield and lose contain on those guys and let them make big runs. That was kind of by scheme. We were contained more than rush on some games.
Hey, Barkevius, I know you said you didn't know you were going to wind up in Cleveland. Where did you think you were going to go when the night started?
honestly, it was wide open. Major didn't know anything. I didn't know anything. Really just came in this just hoping for the best.
What's your vision for your pro career? How good a player are you going to be?
I think I'll be as good as I want to be, and I want to be great. I want to be one of those guys that get their name in Canton, Ohio, and be a dominant player.
What is it about playing in the SEC that prepares you for what awaits?
I think we've played in NFL-type games week in and week out. A lot of those guys that got their name called early are from the SEC, and it shows. Obviously, I have a lot more guys that are early making an impact on the NFL team.
Markevious, you are coming from LSU. It's a program that a lot of fan familiarity, a lot of hype around there. This is a same type of a professional program, but the success has not been there here as you're used to in college. How will you adapt to that?
Just do everything I can to change that. Get to the quarterback, call turnovers, win games. That's what it's all about.
You're a Louisiana kid. How much time have you spent? Obviously, you came here, but how much time have you spent up here? How much time have you been in Ohio and in the North before?
Really, that was kind of the first time. I took a couple of visits coming out of high school to Michigan, UConn, but that was really the only really trips I made up north.
Presumably, you'll be playing opposite of Paul Kruger at that outside linebacker position. How much do you know about him, and how good could your tandem be?
He's a terrific defensive end. Makes plays. Just calls havoc and sacks quarterbacks. Two on the ends, it's just going to be hard for offensive lines to try to slide one way or the other or do anything, really.
Games, it's not so much who starts but who finishes, but being a top 10 pick, is your expectation that you're going to be able to come in here and win a starting job right out of training camp?
That's my goal. My goal is to be starting week one and help win games. That's what they're bringing me in here for, and that's what I'm committed to doing.
Got it.
You excuse my weird question here, but I thought you had such a stunning smile. Is anybody else in your family, did you get that from maybe a grandparent or parent or something?
Honestly, I don't know. I guess... I don't know, but thanks.
Tell us how you got your name, and has it occurred to you that it's very fitting for the Dog Pound?
Oh, it is very fitting. Mom just kind of made it up. She came up with it. She just wanted to be different, I guess, and she felt Markevious was different.
Hey, Markevious, the first week in the season, you'll be playing the Dolphins, and Deion Jordan will be on the other side of the field. How do you compare yourself with him? Do you think you're the best pass rusher in this draft?
I think I'm the best pass rusher in week one preseason. I'll get to show that.